Many of us spend an enormous amount of time and energy fixing a body with an unresolved soul.
Dr. Tony Evans says our efforts at self-improvement may need to be refocused.
You are not your body. Your body is merely a mechanism to facilitate your soul.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When we're thirsty, we need water from the outside to replenish and refresh us on the inside. But today, Dr. Evans talks about why the only cure for spiritual thirst starts inside us and works its way out. Let's join him in John chapter 7 as he explains.
Jesus Christ is in a context of the Feast of Tabernacles. We're told in verse 37, it was the last day of the great feast. The great Feast of Tabernacles was the feast that God instructed the Jewish people to do to remind them of their journey through the wilderness. As they were journeying through the wilderness, they were banking on God for water. He opened up the Red Sea to get them into the wilderness. He let water gush out of a rock so they could drink in the wilderness. He turned bitter water into clean water so that they could function in the wilderness. You and I are on a journey from salvation to glory, and it gets dry. You and I are on a journey from time to eternity, and it gets crusty. You and I are on a journey from where we are to where we need to be, but sometimes it gets hot and humid, and you need to be able to get a drink of water. It is in the context of the Feast of Tabernacles where Jesus makes this statement to take us to this next truth, symbol, and name of the Holy Spirit. He says to them in verse 37, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." He takes what they were reminded of physically when the priest would pour water on the altar during the Feast of Tabernacles to let the folk know that the same way they got supplied refreshment in the wilderness, he has come to provide spiritually for the soul and the life of people. So the first question is, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? Because he says, let him who thirsts come. Now, how do you know if your soul is thirsty? If you're living a life of discontent, it's because you have a thirsty soul. If you're living a life of confusion, it's because you have a thirsty soul. If you're living a life of frustration, not a frustrated moment, but a frustrated lifestyle, is because you have a thirsty soul. He says, if anyone is thirsty, he says, I want you to come to me. Please notice, he does not say, come to information about me. He says, come to me. See, you can learn the Bible, learn theology, learn church, learn religion, and still be thirsty because you have knowledge without relationship. You have information without personal experience. God just doesn't want to be an information center for your head. He wants to be a life experience for your heart. And so he says, come to me. So unless what you learn about him drives you to him, you'll leave with information and a thirsty soul. He says, come to me and drink. And when he says, when you come to me and drink, he says, he who believes in me, that is, embraces me, as it says in the scripture, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Please notice that. From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So here we are with the water. What God wants to do is place a pump inside the soul that will produce water that flows. It's living water, meaning running water. Water that's not moving becomes stagnant and dead water. When he says living water, he's talking about water that flows. So when water flows, life, when you drink it, it flows through the body into every cell. Water goes into every cell of the body in order to give it life. God says, what is physical for your human body, I have provided spiritually for your soul. Your body is designed to function in the physical world through the exercise of your five senses. Your body can hear and touch and see and smell and move. You can function because your soul is operative in your body. Your soul, which is the true you, your self-identity, your personhood, your personality, is sending signals now to your body, my body, so that we do what we do. There is a problem, however. Everybody's soul has been scarred. Everybody, from the time you were born. That's why your mama didn't have to teach you how to lie. You picked that up all by yourself because that was transferred from them to you. Because there is a spiritual transfer of decay that hits everybody's soul at birth. And then it's developed in life. So folks whose damage goes real deep and the scar is real deep, they may wind up doing hideous things to themselves or others because they have a damaged soul. Trying to fix the body when it's the soul that has been scarred can only provide a temporary holdback on physical expression. It cannot resolve a damaged soul. Many of us spend an enormous amount of time and energy fixing a body with an unresolved soul. But Jesus says, if you come to me and drink, I will place inside of you, in your innermost being, a river, a stream of water that's alive because it's flowing. In other words, I'm going to send to you a flow that will bring you life. It's called living water. So I'm going to bring life into your soul. How does he do that? Well, he gives you a water pump. He gives every Christian a water pump to pump the living water that he says he's going to put in your innermost being. So if you have come to Christ, you have a pump inside of you that's designed to pump life, living water, into your soul. So where is this pump? Well, you have a body that addresses the physical world. You have a soul that is you, but scarred due to sin and circumstances. But you also have a spirit. While your body is designed to communicate with the physical world, and your soul allows you to communicate with yourself, your spirit was created to give you the ability to communicate with God. But the Bible tells us that because of sin, the spirit, when we're born, is spiritually dead. So it needs to be made alive. So what God does when you accept Christ is he comes and invades your spirit. Now, I know we're used to saying, my soul got saved. That's not technically correct. When you became a Christian, it was your spirit that got saved. Your soul is being saved. The soul gets saved over time. The spirit gets saved immediately. Rewind. Inside your body is your soul. The soul is the you that tells your body what to do. So if your soul is jacked up and messed up, your body gonna be doing crazy stuff because it's getting bad information from the soul. Enter the spirit. When you accept Christ, God puts a pump inside your human spirit, and the pump, verse 39, is the Holy Spirit. He says, by this he spoke of the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit invades your human spirit and gives life, spiritual life, God's life inside your human spirit. So your body allows you to function in the physical world. Your soul allows you to function with you. Your spirit allows you to function with God. The soul is inside the body, and the spirit is inside the soul. So when the Holy Spirit invades your human spirit that is in your soul, it now wants to disseminate water, living water, moving water, from the spirit inside the soul, bringing healing, contentment, order, strength into your soul, so your soul can begin giving new information to your body, so your body begins to do different things because it's getting new data from the soul, because the soul is getting new data from the spirit, because the spirit has been infused with a pump called the person of the Holy Spirit, whose job it is to make the water flow into the soul. That is, unless the tap is turned off.
Dr. Evans will have more on what it takes to keep that living water flowing in our lives when he continues our message in just a moment. But first, we're excited to let you know that Tony has authored a brand new book that goes hand in hand with the material he's been talking about today. It's called Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. Like the messages we've been hearing, this book features an examination of each of the many names of the Holy Spirit, taking them one by one as we begin to better understand and appreciate how He operates in our lives. Through these prayers, you'll discover that the Spirit is a person to be related to, not just a helpful power source to be called upon. For a limited time, we're offering this devotional prayer book along with Tony's 2-volume 12-message audio collection, The Names of the Holy Spirit. You can receive them on CD or as an instantly available digital download. Just visit us at tonyevans.org, make a contribution, and we'll send you this package as our gift of thanks. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222. I'll repeat that contact information for you after the second part of today's lesson. And this.
Ladies, you can be the architect of your own faith. Join us at the Desperate for Jesus Conference, July 26th through 27th, for an empowering gathering designed for women like you. Dive deep into your spiritual foundation with dynamic speakers and heartwarming fellowship. You'll feel inspired to build your spiritual house at this beautiful event. Don't wait. Visit dfjconference.com to reserve your spot or learn how to watch live via simulcast. That's dfjconference.com.
In all of our homes, we have plenty of water, but you can keep that water from flowing. You can stop that water from flowing. Some of us need spiritual Drano because our soul is so stopped up for so long, this baby won't flush. In fact, some of the things we're adding that contradicts what Christ wants to do is stopping the flow, turning off the tap so the water can't flow, so the soul can't be healed, so the body can't function differently. But Jesus says, if you come to me and drink, what I will do is I will let the innermost water flow so that my life, living water, gets transferred to your soul. Isaiah 44, verse 3, promised, even in the Old Testament, that God was going to send water, send the Spirit, who would address the thirst, the emptiness, the discontent, the dissatisfaction, born out of sin, other sin, our sin, but creating a emptiness within the soul. I'm going to provide you. Jesus said it in John 10:10. He said, I've come to give you life. And then he says, I've come to give you life abundantly. That means extra life. That means life beyond the norm. That means contentment beyond the average. I have come to give you and overflow. I've come to give you life, that's salvation, but then I've come to give you abundant life, not dripping life, gushing life. He says, I have come to do this, and I got a pump inside you. And that pump, the person of the Holy Spirit, is designed to do that from the inside out. So now there's a question on the floor. How you get your pump working? I know I'm saved. If you're a Christian, I know I'm saved, but my pump's off. It's broke. No, pump can't break. Jesus said in verse 39, pump is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is perfect. So if your soul is out of order, it's not a pump problem. Nothing wrong with the pump. Here's what Jesus says in verse 39. He says, but this he spoke of the Spirit. When he said living water, he said, I'm speaking about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For Jesus was not yet given because the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Watch this now. Jesus says, if you're thirsty, come. He says this all through the book of John. He says in John 6:35, he says, if you're thirsty, come on. He told the woman at the well in John 4:14, he says, I got a well of water that if I put in you, you'll never thirst again. He told her, when you're dealing with me, this well runs deep. He says, so if you come to me, I'm going to put it inside you. So you've got enough water inside of you to cover you, me, us for the rest of your life. Because he says the well will never run dry. You got a well that deep, every Christian, so deep that it covers you for the rest of your life if the pump is on. So the issue is not, does the pump work? He says it's the Spirit. The issue is the pump on? That is, or is it being blocked? He says in verse 39, I haven't given the Spirit yet because I have not yet been glorified. Jesus was in his physical body on earth. He had not yet died, not yet been buried, not yet risen, not yet ascended to heaven. He had not yet been glorified, which happened after his resurrection. But after his resurrection, he sent the Holy Spirit the day of Pentecost. When he sent the Holy Spirit, they were filled with the Spirit. And they were gushing out. The way you keep your pump on is by privately and publicly glorifying Jesus. Okay, we got to work with this a little bit. The only way the pump stays on, remember, we've already seen it, that the Spirit came to glorify the Son. The Son came to glorify the Father. The Son left. He says, I'm going to leave you somebody who's going to glorify me. Okay. Your belief in God won't keep the pump on. You calling God's name will not keep the pump on. God has turned everything in history over to his Son. It is only by your bringing glory to the Son that the Spirit kicks on. So if Jesus Christ is put to the side, even though you believe in God, the pump has not been energized to work because he works for the benefit of the Son. Therefore, Jesus Christ privately and publicly must be able to be exalted in your life. This is why I want to challenge all of us this week, maybe once a day, to read John 15, verses 1 to 16. Read those whole verses. Those verses, Jesus says, I want you to hang out with me. Revelation 22, verses 16 and 17. If you're thirsty, come to me without cost. Isn't this some good news to know that you can get all this for free and it's already inside you? You don't have to pay some preacher for water from the Jordan River to bless it so you can get your deliverance because it's all free and is built inside of you. But Jesus must be glorified. Now, let me tell you one last thing. When the river is flowing, you'll know it's flowing because changes will be occurring in your soul. But here's another way you'll know it. Because when it came to water, when Jesus had the woman at the well, he offered her to drink it. He said, if you drink from my water, you're going to have life. So one of the ways you know that this water is flowing is other folk want to take a drink out of your life. Other folk want to say, what's happening with you? Other folk want to say, how can I get what you got? One of the reasons people are so mean to other people is they so messed up in their soul, they don't know how to be nice. One of the reasons folk cuss out other people is they're so messed up in their soul, they don't know how to speak kindly to other folk. One of the reasons so many people don't want to serve anybody else and only want to be served themselves is because they're so messed up, they don't have any water to share with anybody else. But if you get a whole river flowing in your soul, it gushes out. In closing, when I was a boy growing up in Baltimore, Maryland, the way we went swimming on Saturday is when the fire marshal came in and he opened up the fire hydrant. We put on our swimming trunks. Fire marshal would come and open up the fire hydrant and water would be gushing out. And we would run through the water in the hood. We'd be running through the water and having a good time in the hood. We're playing with the water, with the fire hydrant. Well, I was a little confused as a little boy because the fire hydrant is this high, but all this water is coming out hour after hour after hour, and I'm confused. I went on to my daddy. I said, Daddy, I don't understand. How could all of that water be coming out that little pipe? Oh, he said, Son, I don't think you understand. There's no water in that pipe. But in Drude Hill Park in Baltimore, Maryland, there is a reservoir. All the pipe is doing is borrowing from the reservoir. And what you're seeing comes out is simply from something much bigger than this could ever hold on its own. What I'm trying to say is you may be small and you may not have a lot going for you, but you hooked up to a reservoir. And that reservoir can keep it coming, can keep it gushing, can keep it flowing. But guess what? The fire marshal would come at the end of the day and he'd turn it off. And even though it was connected to the reservoir, it wasn't flowing any water because it'd been turned off. Too many of us as Christians have it turned off. No glorifying of Christ, no time in his word, no time getting close to him. We are weakly Christians and we wonder why all this reservoir is not flowing. But become a spiritual fire marshal. Turn that baby on and let it gush out in your life, to your life, through your life, so other folks can take a drink out of your life.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about the overflowing reality of the Spirit's power and how we can be a blessing to a world that needs God's life-giving truth. What you've been listening to today is part of Tony's current series called The Names of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned earlier, we're making this 2-volume, 12-message collection available to you on CD or digital download, along with this brand-new devotional prayer book, Praying Through the Names of the Holy Spirit. They're our gift to you in appreciation for your kindness when you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Just visit TonyEvans.org to get your own copy of this powerful, enlightening package. You'll find a link with all the details right on the homepage. And while you're there, take a moment to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. Again, that's TonyEvans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our friendly team members assist. Our resource center is open 24/7, so call anytime. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. The Bible teaches that as disciples of Jesus, we are in Christ. But it also says Christ is in us. So, which is it? Well, Dr. Evans will sort that out for us tomorrow as he continues his look at the work of the Holy Spirit. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.